In 1996, Dr. David Adair gave an experimental drug treatment to a pregnant woman who had a dangerous condition called preeclampsia. Then he kept a close watch on her, really close.
I slept in the bed beside of the patient for 3 days while we gave the therapy and made sure that I was there all the time to make sure she was taken care of.
Preeclampsia is uncommon, but when it happens, it can be fatal. It affects only pregnant women or women who've recently given birth.
Unfortunately, even with the best of care, best of circumstances, moms can die.
In this case, in 1996, the mother lived and gave birth to a healthy child. Dr. Adair thinks the drug he's been researching can help women survive preeclampsia, and he says he's used it successfully on other women throughout the years, so he's hoping for FDA approval.
We think that this can get to market rather quickly and be a real game changer in how we take care of these women and their fetuses.
Doctors don't fully understand preeclampsia. The causes are still being researched. The symptoms can vary from mild to severe, and no cure exists. One thing doctors do know, it's nothing new.
So it is a real phenomenon. Been around and mentioned since around 600 BC on some Assyrian scribe tablets. So obviously, it's got a long history.
It affects between 5 and 8% of all pregnancies. Generally, it develops after 20 weeks of pregnancy in the second or third trimester. It can cause headaches, high blood pressure, blindness, anxiety, and deadly seizures. It can damage a mother's liver, kidneys, and lungs, and lead to premature birth. It's a global problem.
It is a problem with rich, poor, white, black. It knows no boundaries.
Women rarely die of it in the developed world, but in other places, it's a leading cause of illness and death for mothers and infants, according to a not-for-profit called the Preeclampsia Foundation. Again, there is no cure, but it usually goes away after delivery. So when a woman develops preeclampsia, her doctor may decide to either terminate the pregnancy or induce labor.
It's pretty easy if you're at term. We just deliver you.
That's fine if the mother is fairly far along in her pregnancy. However, if she's only 5 or 6 months along, then her child faces grim odds. Children born that prematurely often don't live. If they do live, they have a serious chance of being handicapped.
There's less than a 50% survival, and intact survival is very, very low, 10, 15%.
So women with severe preeclampsia have few choices. They can give birth early, which endangers the fetus, or stay pregnant, which endangers the mother, or terminate the pregnancy. Dr. Adair's drug therapy could offer women with preeclampsia a way to stay pregnant and stay relatively healthy.
Long story short, we feel like that this program will give us a new arrow, if you will, in the quiver. And at this point, it appears like it would be the only arrow in the quiver besides delivery.
The drug, called Digoxin Immune Fab, is normally used to treat people who've overdosed on heart medication. Dr. Adair didn't invent this drug. Companies like GlaxoSmithKline already make brand-name versions, and Digoxin was never meant to work for pregnant women this way. But Dr. Adair is one of the pioneers in research showing it could work. The FDA recently designated it for fast-track review, meaning it could be approved within 2 years.
We think that with a large phase 3 trial, about 300 patients, we should be able to show conclusively that there's a very, very good benefit to moms and babies.
Approval is a slow, expensive process. Conducting these kinds of studies takes money. The California Biomedical Research Association says, for example, it takes an average of 12 years and $359 million to develop a completely new drug. Dr. Adair wants to convince the FDA to approve this existing drug for a new use, and that requires money too, for studies and for research. Over the years, Dr. Adair has had trouble getting enough funding. He's made personal sacrifices.
I had basically hocked my grandfather's watch. I had funded this with credit cards, my retirement, because I felt like that God wanted me to see this through. As I said, I am persistent, like a bulldog.
In 2004, Dr. Adair founded a medical technology company called Glenveigh Medical. It's a smaller outfit with a few products and one drug on the market already. It's a success, and it now supports his research. This preeclampsia treatment could be his company's next big breakthrough. Still, Dr. Adair is frugal.
We're not a big pharma, and we're not billions and billions of dollars or anything like that. I mean, we still have to brown bag and bring, you know, a bologna sandwich every day, and still try to keep the cost as low as possible, because every dime that we divert potentially may be the dime we come up short on that keeps this from making it reality for patients.
Glenveigh Medical is located in Chattanooga, downtown on Chestnut Street. The patent for their first drug hangs on a wall near couches in their reception room. In a back room, they keep prototypes of various new medical devices they're working on. The devices are manufactured in Ireland.
Ireland invested a long time ago in trying to build the medical device industry. So for balloons and plastics, some of those kind of things, they're very probably the best in the world at doing.
Dr. Adair, Dave he prefers to be called, traces his family's roots back to Ireland, and when he looks to the future, he quotes Ireland's most famous musician.
You know, Bono says it best, where you're born should not determine whether you live or die. And that's what we've got to do in terms of changing things for all comers. You should be able to have a baby safely and have a reasonable expectation you're not going to die. And you should have a reasonable expectation that your baby should turn out okay and shouldn't die because of low resources or because of an attendant complication of your pregnancy. That's where we need to be as a society.